This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here if you want. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
We're talking about, well, actually a caller called in and brought up this John McAfee dead man's switch, or alleged dead man's switch, that is currently counting down less than 7 hours now at confusingly named website BritBongLogPost.com. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. You can see the Free Talk Live profile. I posted a link to the site. What is this going to mean? What will it be about? Well, Matt, you said the photograph on the website is apparently from, was it a diamond mine?
Yeah, it's a diamond mine in Sierra Leone that's owned by some big shots in the world, some big, you know, nefarious supervillain types.
Yeah, so what that will have to do, if anything, with what will be revealed is not clear, and maybe things will be made more clear sometime in the overnight hours here tonight. But for right now, that's your update on that. We were talking about the gold back, the 1/1000th of an ounce, beautiful piece of artwork, basically, that can be traded in exchange for goods and services. And the folks over at goldback.com have been doing this for almost 2 years now. It came out originally in like October of 2019. It was Utah that came first. Nevada came after that. New Hampshire was the third state, so the first state on the eastern seaboard. And I brought a bunch of these things to the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, and Forkfest as well, and I had no problem spending these things. In fact, I spent every meal that I ate in a two-week-long period, I paid for with goldbacks. Normally, I go to these events and I pay with crypto. I didn't pay with crypto once.
Because, yeah, I got a bunch of them from you.
Yeah, because I was buying with goldbacks, and I also had no issue getting vendors who had never seen it before. Now, you knew what it was, Matt, but the average vendor was their first time hearing about and or seeing the goldback, and they were excited and interested in taking it. And, Joey, you said that the vendors this year were similarly interested, and the few that didn't initially changed their minds.
Yeah, especially since crypto was kind of low, and people were holding or hodling, and they didn't want to use their crypto, so they found an alternative, and there you go, goldbacks. Look at that.
And you got excited enough to where you apparently went around to local businesses in the area, or at least
yes,
one, right?
Yeah.
What, tell us the story there.
So if you go to Lancaster House of Pizza, they will take goldbacks there. A few people were, bugging them to take goldbacks for a bit. And then the guy who's they had the booth there at Pork Fest.
Right, because they actually sent somebody from Utah. He drove apparently out here.
Yeah.
And was there one guy or did more than
two guys? Two guys, yeah.
Two guys.
Yeah.
So a team of guys from goldback.com
came
out.
Yeah, one was a sales guy. The other was their general counsel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And they made a personal appearance, stayed there the whole week, right? And
talked to
people, set up a table, that sort of thing. Got the word out about the New Hampshire goldback. So go ahead.
And they found that this crowd was very receptive to it, and they want to continue to do business here in New Hampshire with these people. I guess us, with this community.
Yeah, well, the Liberty community, I mean, when I saw these things at Freedom Fest in 2019, it was the first year I've ever been, actually the only year I've ever been to Freedom Fest, because I don't want to travel with all the stupid COVID rules right now. But it's happening right now, actually. It's out in South Dakota this year. So normally it was in Vegas. So the year I went, it was in Vegas. And this guy comes around to, we're sitting there at the Free Talk Live booth, and see this guy, he's got these things, skull backs. I'm like, oh my God, these things are amazing. And at the time, he only had ones and fives. They hadn't even made the rest of the line yet. And, of course, I interviewed him on the air and talked to him about it and asked him about, you know, what does he know about the Liberty Dollar, which, of course, was sort of a predecessor in a way to the goldback, somebody that was in the freedom community trying to get silver to be useful in the past. He got raided. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, well, you know, what are you guys doing to be different? Because obviously I don't want you to suffer the same fate. And he's like, oh, yeah, we know all about, you know, what happened to the Liberty Dollar. And that's why it doesn't use terms like dollar.
Right.
It doesn't use, you know, coin and, you know, other words that get the federal government all in a tizzy. So it's a very, like, precisely designed piece of artwork.
Yes.
That has, as you said, it's got a very small amount of gold in it, 1/1000th of an ounce. That's the base level gold back, and it seems to be working great. Like, nobody's gotten raided. There's been no legal issues so mm-hmm. far with this thing, and I think it's brilliant.
I don't think they, like, even the guys from Goldback, like, when they came to Porkfest, I don't think they realized the reception that they were going to get here. They knew it was going to be good. They knew that there was a market here, but I don't think they... I think they walked away understanding us in a whole different way than they did before. And if you don't understand the idea of the gold back at home, if you think about the number one way, if you wanted to enslave an entire world, what you would do would be to issue their money and control its value. When you decentralize that in any way, which is why we were so early on board with cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, 2010, 2011, people were trading Bitcoin in New Hampshire. And now we're also adopting gold back, and we'll do cryptocurrencies. If the people who are trying to control the world and control every one of our lives want to continue to do that, they're going to have to bring something to market that competes.
Yeah, I can see... You know, the government can only really control this in the sense that they can shut down the grid, right, when it comes to crypto.
Mm-hmm.
You can't shut down goldbacks. They're in your pocket, you know? So you're holding tangible currency in your hand. And when people see that shiny gold, they want it.
They talk about
yeah.
it. They have questions. They're curious.
They understand right away that this is gold. This is precious.
Yeah, and it like has really nice artwork, too. They have great art pieces
beautiful.
On each bill.
Beautiful.
Really well done. It's very super professional. Really nice.
For a while when I was trading the gold backs, people were just like kind of awe and inspired by them. And they probably would put them away, right? Like the larger denominators now versus the ones. And so it seems like they might be framing those few, which is creating scarcity. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can go further with this. And when you buy some gold backs, crumple them up in your hand. Crumple them
no,
up.
No, don't.
Crumple them up.
I did that.
Actually, the first one I got was from a good friend of mine, and it was all scratched up, crumpled up, and I'm like, what is this? And I was like, oh, this makes me want to trade it.
Mm.
When it's flat and shiny and new, I don't want to get rid of it. I want to hold it. But
yeah,
when it's crumpled, that's when I want to
I took like 15 singles and a couple fives.
Yeah.
And I crumpled them all up, and I wadded them up, stuck in my pocket, wrapped around like my regular cash. And I walked around with them in my pocket for a couple of weeks. I just really want to see how they hold up. Yeah, and they did great. They were tough.
Ian's got this look right now of, why?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. It is not worth, to me, as much, even though the same amount of gold is inside a crumpled gold back as a flat. You know, beautiful gold back. To me, the presentation's important.
It is.
I don't want to hand somebody a crumpled gold back.
Right. If I want to spend it, I don't care. You know, if it's a spendable.
Well, I do. Like, I don't want to give somebody something. I mean, naturally, I'm going to be inclined to want to spend the one that looks the least best. But at the same time, I also want people to be impressed with it and not be like, what's this?
Yeah, we're still in the marketing stages of that, though. Like, we're trying to get people to think that this, you know how important this is. So I see where you're coming from. You want it to look good when it hits people for the first
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
Or just telling someone that, like, oh, I could cut this in half for you. Right? And it would hurt to see that happen.
You could do it.
Each piece is the same value.
Yeah.
You didn't lose value. Whereas if you do it to a U.S. dollar, then
right, it's no good.
No good.
It's total.
That's a great point.
Good luck trying to get it with that piece of scotch tape on it.
Check out goldback.com. They got a cool news section on their website with all kinds of, you know, useful information about what's going on with goldback. I guess there's actually some published numbers now, in case you were curious of how many goldbacks they actually printed in 2019 and 2020. They've actually published those numbers, which is pretty cool. They've even got apparently a goldback newsletter now that came out while I was in jail. I had no idea.
Nice.
So, you know, you can find out what's going on with these folks. They've got cool stuff, and these things are getting, they're so busy at goldback, they're backed up with orders. They can't fulfill orders faster, you know, as fast as they're receiving them. So they've actually got a whole new production facility that's expected to come online a little bit later on this year. It's, of course, been pushed back because you know how these things go.
Yeah.
But they're going to be able to hopefully do like four times the level of production once this new facility comes on board. It's going to be all dedicated.
They're very excited about it, too. I was talking to their general counsel. He told me about that, and he's like, man, we can hardly keep up.
Right, and they don't advertise.
At all.
Yeah, they actually stopped doing any promotions. There was one. Remember when they were doing like the free gold bag giveaway back in the early days? They're like, we got to stop this. We can't handle these orders.
Well, word of mouth works.
Yeah, it really is, especially when you have a good product. Yes. And this is. So you can call in. You can bring up anything you want, 603-283-6000. Since we're talking about money, let's talk about the state of New Hampshire actually refunding COVID business fines.
So awesome.
It's actually happening more.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey,
Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything. That's the point here on Free Talk Live with you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
It's Matt.
And Joa.
And we are here in the place called New Hampshire. I don't like the idea of states. I want to see the idea of states, governments, you know, nations all go away, and let's decentralize down to individual freedom. That'd be nice.
I live in the Shire.
Yeah, I like that. But unfortunately, there are still people who believe in the state, and they will continue to propagate that belief until they can somehow be persuaded to either leave this particular landmass or change their minds. One or the other.
It's funny, because the other day I was looking up what it meant, what Shire meant. It means country.
Does it?
It does.
According to ABC News, if you're going to go with a state, you might as well go with New Hampshire of all the 50 states because, well, it seems like the least bad in a lot of ways. And here's another example. Now, there's no doubt that New Hampshire was not the least bad when it came to COVID restrictions, or at least seeming COVID restrictions. I think Ari and I touched on this the other night. It's like, well, they had a quote-unquote stay-at-home order, but if you actually read the order, there was a loophole that was written into the order that basically said as long as you feel like you need to go out for a certain thing, you could do that. So, I mean, most people never read the orders, so they didn't know that, so they just did what they thought they were being told to do. But we went out for 36 weeks in a row in Central Square in downtown Keene, New Hampshire on Friday nights at midnight, and we threw a party, and they never did anything to us except one weekend. I think they wrote us some parking tickets, and all those parking tickets got thrown out when we challenged
them. Sure.
So, you know, if you're going to pick a state, New Hampshire's a pretty good one, because where else are you actually going to see businesses getting a refund on the thousands of dollars, and there was only apparently around $10,000 in fines that were imposed, but of those $10,000, they're going to give people that received those fines the money back.
That's incredible.
Where else? Well, according to ABC News, there were actually three Republican governors who opposed efforts this year to absolve businesses for violating public health orders during the coronavirus pandemic, but only in the live free or die state have the scofflaws been set free of the fines. In March, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson vetoed legislation requiring the state to refund about $38,000 in fines imposed on businesses for violating coronavirus safety rules, and a subsequent effort to override the veto failed. So the state legislature wanted to do that in Arkansas, but the governor wouldn't let them. Quote, the only message sent by this bill is that the rule of law does not matter, said Hutchinson, who, wasn't he like a federal government goon during the Bush administration?
Probably.
I recognize that that name. In a letter to legislative leaders, quote, it is an affront to those citizens who diligently followed health and safety directives to protect themselves and their fellow Arkansans. He said. On July 1st, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine likewise pushed back against fellow GOP lawmakers when he vetoed a budget provision that would have stopped disciplinary action against such businesses and would have resulted in about $100,000 in refunds. At the time, DeWine said, quote, to say to them there's no consequences for what you did, that would simply not be right. It would send a horrible, horrible, horrible message. Three horribles. That's how bad the message would be. And New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu was equally blunt back in March when lawmakers were considering a similar bill. Sununu at the time said, quote, we can't claim to support law and order, then incentivize law breaking and reward those who do not follow the rules. Rewarding the small handful who recklessly thwarted public health and safety after outreach and educational attempts is a complete disservice to the thousands of small businesses who work tirelessly to keep their employees and customers safe while enabling our economy to stay open for business.
Well, wait a second. That his executive order, this is order number 74, specifically rules 5 and 6, were basically the exemptions, and everyone fell under the exemptions. So what he's saying is, he's like basically talking through one side of his mouth and then the other. And he said directly to me when he did a tree tapping ceremony for maple trees, whatever, he said to me, oh, you should just follow the law. Well, the law says the one that you wrote, the one your name's on, has those exemptions that everyone qualifies for. Right. So what are you talking about? Why are you telling me I'm breaking the law right now? I don't get it.
Yeah, so there's the public perception of law matters, and you know you got to crack down and you got to punish people. But the provision later was folded into the state budget, and because he doesn't have line item veto authority, Sununu signed the budget on June 25th. Hmm. Now, we touched on the budget here on Free Talk Live because there are a bunch of free staters who are in the state legislature. There are a bunch of people who might describe themselves as voluntarists and anarchists that are actually elected Republicans in the New Hampshire legislature, and they formed a coalition called, I believe, the Freedom Caucus in the state legislature, and these guys stood firm on this budget. It was like a brutal, you know, political-wise fight over this particular budget, and they put Sununu in a position where he, you know, the time had run out or whatever. I'm not sure exactly what the political maneuverings were. I'm sure it was ugly and awful, but they managed to put this guy in a position where he felt like he had to sign this budget, and it included some provisions that Sununu himself wouldn't have verbally supported. But he had to do it because if he didn't, then the state budget would fail or something, and then, you know,
they wouldn't have one.
Time would run out and they wouldn't have a budget. So they managed to put this guy in a position where he had to go against the things that he was saying.
Well, most states, if they don't pass the budget, they just use what last year's previous budget was, right? So if they're trying to increase the budget, I mean, let's try to make that fail
but
every year.
But they decreased it.
Oh, so they decrease it and they force
right.
him into it. So, okay, great.
So how do they do that? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure we could get a state rep on here to maybe explain the details, right? Because if Sununu had held firm and then went to the old budget, then it would have been more than what it was. It's 3.3% lower.
This might be a historical. I don't think there's a state that has reduced budget.
That's a question I asked on the air. I said it may have happened at some point, but what about this year, given COVID, given, you know, all the emergencies,
right.
et cetera,
yeah.
et cetera?
What about the inflation? It seems like they'd have to increase the number just
because
the
of that
went up, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. But New Hampshire's is 3.3% lower, I presume, than the previous year. And I mean, that alone is a tremendous accomplishment. In fact, mm-hmm. the Free Staters did that back in 2011 as well. So it's actually not even the first time in the last 15 years. It's actually happened before. Now, it's only happened twice in a decade or whatever, or once every 10 years, roughly. But it's still more than any other state that I've heard of. And I asked the question on the air, and no one has yet answered it. Are there any other state governments that have actually lowered their budget for 2022?
This is a bigger topic we could be talking about, but I just want to say one thing, is that if we're reducing the budget, I can see them incentivizing, say, the powers that be, the police force, the ones that are on the front lines trying to collect money. I can see them being out there a little bit more if they have less money.
Being out there more? What do you mean?
Well, yeah, trying to collect more funds, pulling people over
more tickets.
Yeah, they need money.
And that money does go to the general fund here. When a local cop writes a ticket, it actually doesn't go to the local cop bureaucracy. It goes to the state,
right.
which is actually a reason why they don't write tickets. And in a lot of cases, what you'll see in New Hampshire is the local cops, the town and the city cops, are more likely to give out warnings because they don't see the money.
Yeah.
The stateies, the state troopers, are likely to write tickets because they are the state cops and they actually benefit directly.
Maybe they have a moral conscience and they won't increase their...
I wouldn't expect
practice.
That.
I wouldn't expect that.
603-283-6160. More about the refunds, though. They're actually going to give back thousands of dollars to the business owners that received fines during the COVID crackdown here in New Hampshire. It's pretty amazing. You can share your thoughts as well on Free Talk.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing a bill boosting the Federal Crime Victims Fund. Gave hope and healing for victims of crime and organizations that support those victims of crime.
The White House saying it has lost billions of dollars over the past 5 years. Biden saying it's not enough to lock up perpetrators and argued crime victims need ongoing support. The National Weather Service is creating a new destructive severe thunderstorm category that will trigger alerts on all mobile devices. Starting July 28th, the Weather Service adding the damage threat tag to severe thunderstorm warnings. Severe thunderstorms can now be classified under three categories: destructive, considerable, and base. Warnings labeled destructive will automatically activate a wireless emergency alert on a smartphone within the area. This is USA Radio News. The NFL has laid out its strongest incentives yet for players to get the vaccine. According to a memo shared by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the league has mandated that a game cannot be rescheduled due to a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players, and that a team will be forced to forfeit, resulting in a loss for playoff seeding. The memo also says the league intends to play all of its games within the scheduled 18-week period, and a 19th week will not be added to the schedule under any circumstances, an idea that was floated in 2020 amid numerous outbreaks. The government is launching a $3 billion economic development initiative. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo telling reporters it will help provide hundreds of thousands of high-value jobs. She noted that millions of Americans continue to struggle from the economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. That includes women who have been trying to balance work and child care. This is USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open for you if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. New Hampshire state government actually refunding the fines that they handed out over the last year during COVID. And this is against what the governor wants, but it's happening anyway. So, tough. And it's not happening anywhere else. It's the only state, according to ABC News. There were a couple of other states that tried to do this, but were vetoed by the Republican governors in their states. But New Hampshire doesn't have a line item veto. So the liberty-loving reps here in New Hampshire put this thing into the state budget. And that means the money's going back.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. We'll talk more about that here in the studio tonight, by the way. It's Ian.
Matt.
Joa.
And I want to make sure you know about our Odyssey channel. We've been on Library for years. Now, Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In fact, we've been on Library since it was called Library, but they recently kind of did a rebrand, or they sort of launched a different website. They launched a site called Odyssey, and it's spelled funny. If you go to video.freetalklive.com, it'll take you right to our channel on Odyssey. Basically, they're competing with YouTube. They've got this decentralized video sharing site, and it's amazing. It's really taken off. There's over a million channels, apparently, already on Odyssey, which is awesome.
Amazing.
A lot of these people, like you mentioned, Joe, Breaking the Flaw, that's your channel.
Yes, thank you.
You started on YouTube, but you found out about Odyssey and Library, and you made the move over there. You're still on YouTube, but they can pull your channel down anytime they want.
Well, they kind of already did that in a shadow way, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I got reduction in views.
Your searches are reduced, that kind of thing. Yeah, and so they can take you down completely if they want to as well, and they've certainly threatened the Free Talk Live channel. We're sitting with two strikes right now. So that could go away anytime. But
it's scary how much control the technocracy has over like media.
Well, they're talking now, if you get banned from one social media, you get banned from all.
Why not? That's what they did to Donald Trump earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've been on Library as well for years, and they've got a cool program called the YouTube Partner Program where anybody with a YouTube channel now they actually make it so when you sign up at Odyssey, they ask you if you have a YouTube channel. And they'll just, you know, hey, ingest your YouTube channel. We'll just take the whole thing in. Yeah. We'll take all the videos from your YouTube, suck them into the Library Odyssey system, and then every new video you post to your YouTube automatically gets sent over. You don't have to do anything. You have to lift a finger once you get this thing set up, sent over there. I actually, this week, though, I emailed Odyssey. They got a great help staff. They're really responsive. They usually respond same day. And I said, hey, can you disconnect the YouTube link? Because at this point, I'm sick of uploading anything to YouTube. Mm-hmm. On the Free Keen YouTube channel, which has 20,000 subscribers. I mean, it's been a decade plus that I've been building that channel up. The Odyssey version of Free Keen's got like 300-something subscribers, so it's nowhere near what the YouTube has. But at this point, I'm going to only be uploading teaser videos to the YouTube. So like the Aria speech that she gave at the Porcupine Freedom Festival about the Crypto 6 ramifications, that's a 40-minute presentation with Q&A and everything. That's not available in full on YouTube.
YouTube doesn't deserve it.
No. No, they really don't. So every video that I put up there is going to be, you know, a teaser with like, you know, maybe a few minutes of the actual video or a minute or whatever. It's this one in this case is 5 minutes, and there's going to be a, you know, text at the bottom saying, hey, if you want to see the full video, go to video.freekeen.com, which takes you straight to the Free Keen Odyssey channel. In our case, it's freetalklive.com. Now, we're not even streaming, I don't think, to YouTube right now. If we are, it's Aria's channel, so we're not even streaming to the Free Talk Live channel.
Right.
So at this point, I've disconnected, and we're just uploading our full-on, like, titled properly with descriptions, because we're on, like, 8 different video streaming sites, but they don't get our show descriptions or anything. It's just, here's the episode of Free Talk Live. Most of them take it down after a couple of weeks because they don't store archives. With Odyssey, those archives are going to be there, it's in theory, as long as this
protocol
exists,
yeah.
For, you know, theoretically forever. And so I'm really excited, you know, because we've been a part of this thing, but to move full on into it.
There's a lot of people looking for other places to move their video content to.
This is
especially
it. Yeah.
You know, from the I'm a gun guy, so from the gun media outlets in the world, there's a bunch of them. They're all looking because they've been getting deplatformed from YouTube for a long time, and it started with demonetization. Then it's just coming with channels getting wiped. You know, channels that have a million or two subscribers wiped, and it's like, okay, we need to find something else to do. So they're going to go to, I don't even know what some of them are called, but they go to, you know, they
Rumble
drag.
Rumble is one of them.
Yeah, Bumble.
BitChute.
These are centralized platforms.
They are, yeah.
So the same thing's just going to happen
again.
It's only
a matter of time.
It's only a matter of time. Stop with that middle learning area and skip to the advanced class and go straight to Odyssey.
Yeah,
right.
And it's a no-brainer.
So, like, when you're talking about the guns and social media, is that YouTube, the only two strikes on my channel is because I was live streaming the Boog Boys over at Concord State House that they were displaying their guns. And, you know, you got all the mainstream media taking up close pictures and everything, but they weren't live. But funny thing is, like, I went live the third time that day, and the Bomb Squad was there. So I made my title. I'm like, you know, whatever. YouTube, you want to ban me right now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm titling this thing Bomb Squad is here. Like, and they didn't pull that video because wasn't displaying anything.
And like you said, you know, that's news. You were reporting on a news event of men in Concord at a protest. I mean, it's ridiculous. In fact, the way the media was behaving with these guns around was absolutely ridiculous. I was at that event, and like, They got out their guns and were, showing off what they had, basically. I mean, not doing anything crazy or anything like that, but just they had a gun, and most of the media was from Massachusetts, so they're like, oh my God, guns! And this one guy from the media, like, lays down on the pavement and starts snapping, like, 100 photos, getting, an extreme close-up. And the way they were behaving, they were, like, you know, like starved lions tearing it at meat. It was amazing to watch what the media was doing.
Well, they really are disgusting animals at the end of the day. So.
Unlike other media, this guy is open carrying now while he does his videos. So the first I don't want to say the first, but like the journalist, another journalist out there, open carrying. Let's see if that catches on. I don't know.
Check him out over at Breaking the Flaw on Odyssey. Again, you can go visit our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com and then just type in Breaking the Flaw in the search. Yes. And it should come right up.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, man. Let's go to Domster. He's on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Domster.
Hey, guys. I hope you're doing well. I want to share some big personal news with you guys.
All right.
Just this week, I accepted a new position that's remote, and I handed in my notice this week to my current employer, and I plan on making the move to New Hampshire in the next few months.
Come home, man.
Wow. Congratulations.
I'm so excited. They at my current company, they asked me the reason, and I shared the news with them that, you know, there's a cause that I'm really passionate about, and it's the Liberty Movement.
Good for you.
In New Hampshire, and I want to devote my energy to it.
So. Very nice. Thank you. Have you ever visited us before over here?
Yeah, he's been in the studio.
You
probably met him at some point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, we actually met at a Porcupine Freedom Festival, although I think it was very quickly. So.
This year?
This year, yeah.
Remind me of your name again?
Domster.
Domster. Sorry. I can't. I met so many people. There's so much memory.
You know when you live in a place where there's so many Liberty people, you can't remember it? Even when they have a name like, even when they have a name like Domster, like that ought to stand out to you. It won't. There's so many people here. You know, so, yeah, this is Matt speaking. I'd love to meet you again. If I met you before, I'd love to meet you again. But Porcupine Freedom Festival?
No, he came up back in, what was it, December or something like that?
Yeah, I came in December after Christmas time, and I went to the Social Sunday, and
nice.
I guest hosted with Captain and Nobody, and I had a really good time, although I didn't really get to do much because there weren't many people around, but I came back for the Porcupine Freedom Festival with a friend, and I had a really good time, and I was exhausted from all the social interactions.
You can do a lot of socializing and a lot of activism up here in a way that is unavailable anywhere else on the planet. Congratulations, Domster. Keep us informed of the progress of the move, where you end up, how you're feeling, you know, what it's like. And thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Congrats on the big decision. It's a big decision for somebody to make, but it's like the no-brainer. I mean, do you want to keep failing? If so, stay where you are. If you want to actually have a chance at Liberty succeeding, then get to New Hampshire as soon as you can.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
Don't forget, you can go online anytime, freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features that are available for you there, and they're free. So head on over, freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, and then a little bit more on the I would say, big news that New Hampshire is the only state to actually be returning the fines that people were issued, and business fines that people were issued over the last year plus with this COVID madness, the crackdown that was going on out there. To be fair, New Hampshire didn't issue that many fines to begin with. There's only about $10,000 that they collected, but it's all going back to the eight businesses that have been targeted in these crackdowns. And no other state is doing this. A couple of states tried in their legislatures, and the governors vetoed it. This governor would have if he could have, but he couldn't because they put it in the state budget. So, and that's because we actually have legislators here that actually care about freedom. We actually have liberty-oriented state legislators. I know it's hard to believe. But it turns out that actually if you move people who believe in the same idea, which is liberty, to the same geographic area, that like stuff becomes possible that wasn't possible before.
Mm-hmm. Like liberty.
Or, you know, more freedom at least. We don't have liberty yet.
I like to see them backpedal on the free speech violations when they give out tickets at his house for supposed protesting.
Good call. Has there been any news on any of those cases? I've been in jail last year.
They're coming up. That's all I know. Slowly but surely.
So they haven't dropped the charges yet. No. Sometimes they drop those charges the day before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they take you right up to the wire. And, in fact, that actually reminds me, one of the things that I have in show prep for tonight is not New Hampshire-related, but a listener of ours. He's a pro wrestler, or at least he was. I think he might be retired now, but Val Venus was what his wrestling name was with, like, WWE. And his real name is Sean Morley. He's been spending time studying court cases and studying unusual, like, esoteric court techniques. And he went into court this week with an audio recording device and got audio of what was supposed to be a trial that they kicked him out of.
All right.
They kicked him out of the trial in the midst of the hearing.
Was it his trial?
It was a trial being held supposedly for him.
Oh.
And I've got the court audio of what happened, and I know what happened afterwards, too, and it's pretty interesting. So if we get the chance, we'll play that for you a little bit later on. But, yeah, having numbers of people in the same place makes a difference. And Clamoring, I imagine, can attest to that. And she's calling from the North Country in New Hampshire, also a Liberty mover here, came all the way up from Washington State. Hello, Clamoring.
Hi there. Yep, that's true. So I wanted to talk tonight. I just want to tell people about the latest update for Nobody, the last of the Crypto Six, still incarcerated.
That's our co-host, our friend. He's been in prison now in pretrial confinement, as it's called, in a jail cell in the Merrimack County Spiritual Retreat since March 16th. So now more than 4 months straight he's been in a cage because, well, allegedly he was involved in spreading Bitcoin.
God forbid.
Yeah.
Well, his hearing for bond is tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
That is open to the public on Zoom. And the Zoom information is on the website, thecrypto6.com.
Oh, nice.
And, of course, we want a great turnout as this is a really, really important hearing, not only for Nobody, but also just for the definition of what crypto is. In addition to people being on Zoom, if you're not local, but if you are local, I personally will be in the parking lot in hopes that he's released.
Oh, wow.
And the more people we can get in the parking lot, even if he's not released.
Now, the parking lot of what? Which parking lot are you going to be in?
The jail.
Okay.
Because I'm hoping that the judge will see reason and release him. And then, you know, and maybe you know better than I do, like, they can't just release you to the free air?
I know that in my case, where I was in a similar situation as Nobody, meaning my initial bail hearing was denied, and then we had to appeal. So this is actually his appealed bail hearing that's coming up. So he'd already had the first bail hearing was denied by a quote-unquote magistrate judge. Now the actual judge that is hearing the case when presumably it finally goes to court, to trial, is the judge hearing the appeal. And when that judge made the decision to cut me loose, well, there was, you know, a bond that had to be paid. You know, in my case, it was $200,000. And they had to send paperwork over to the jail, and that took days. So it took days to just get the paperwork to me to sign off to agree to the bail terminology. And it took, I don't know. I don't even remember how long it took at this point. It was not the same day, though. So, I mean, I appreciate your optimism, but I expect you're not going to, even if the judge, and I would say if the judge makes this decision, it will go against what he has already said he's going to do, which is to deny the bail. He made that statement in the docket of the court case a couple of weeks ago. So it will be a miracle if he changes his mind based on the arguments. But who knows? Maybe something will be said.
And if they do actually end up releasing him on some sort of bail or bond, is that you're not going to be seeing him right away. Like, we saw you later on the night.
That's right.
Like, it took a while for the process to occur.
Yeah, even after you signed the paperwork, it took 4 days or whatever more. For, you know,
we still didn't get you out until, like, 11:30 at night or something.
Yeah. So if he does, like, end up getting released, just, you know, still, like, you know, we can start tailgating for a little bit.
That's actually what we used to do here in Keene years ago, is whenever somebody was going into jail or getting out of jail, we'd actually throw a tailgate party. And so we'd have a big party going for them when they got out, like, with, you know, somebody had a grill and cooking up brats or whatever.
That's great.
Clamoring, anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
All right, so people can go to thecrypto6.com. You say already the link is there for tomorrow's hearing?
Yes, correct.
All right, that's really handy, because I know a lot of times these links don't come out until, like, you know, a half hour or 20 minutes before the hearing starts, and everybody's just passing them around real fast.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that that's already available. So check out thecrypto6.com. Bookmark that for tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock Eastern time is when this thing starts. You know, judging on the previous hearings, they tend to start right on time. Like, the judge is usually fairly, you know, punctual. So if you're late, you know, still show up anyway, because this thing's probably going to run 45 minutes to an hour would be my guess, at least. So look forward to seeing you there, and thanks, Clamoring, for the call tonight. Thanks for supporting Nobody.
Have a good night.
So the number here is 603-283-6160. Unfortunately, the rogued man in this case has announced that he's already made up his mind. He said, I was shocked to see this myself because, you know, normally they don't tip their hand like this. Like, we figure they make up their mind in advance anyway, but he actually just said it.
Now we know they do.
Case. Yeah, he said, oh, well, I've read all the filings. I've listened to the, you know, the audio because there's, like, some phone recordings that they're likely going to play of what Nobody has said on the jail phone. And the judges said, I've listened to this, I looked at the judge's opinion, and I believe the judge, or the magistrate who denied his bail, is correct, and I will likely be ruling to continue his detention, blah, 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 based on safety of the police, essentially.
Now, if they just took people's words and actually broke down what they're actually saying, you know, just like, I want to bring up Eric Brandt for a second, because Eric Brandt, he pled guilty, unfortunately, but Eric Brandt, he has more case law written after him than anybody else, right? But he's in jail right now. He's going to be in jail for 12 years for giving hopes and prayers to a judge. I'm not going to repeat these words,
okay.
But he pled guilty because he still thinks that he did something immoral in his own mind, but he never broke the law. But they looked at it, what he said, as a threat to a judge.
Hmm.
And so now he's, you know, serving a sentence there.
Wow.
And
so, federal?
I believe so, because it's a judge.
Hmm.
And it was crazy because, like, we flooded that court Zoom meeting. There was probably a couple thousand people in there. And even the judge threatened people watching that if you were rebroadcasting this court hearing, which that's how I was watching it, if you were rebroadcasting it, you're going to sit 30 days in your local jail. I was like, yeah, good luck with that one. There's a couple hundred people, like, broadcasting this right now.
Yeah, that is one of the things that has been a positive out of the whole COVID crackdown madness, is that a lot more courts now are equipped to do online hearings, whereas prior to that, they never had any ability to do anything like that, and all of a sudden they hop to it and they install, you know, whatever, cameras and microphones and things like that. So it's made courts technically more accessible to people who are on the outside. It means more people can show up, quote unquote, to a court hearing who otherwise, you know, prior to this, you'd have to go to Concord.
Right.
You'd have to go and stand in line. You'd have to get searched, have every device taken off of you,
yeah,
and then you'd have to go into court and physically be there.
Lawyers are begging to use Zoom more and more, which is great.
It's
saving people money.
It's easier, that's for sure.
It takes a plague to make a government do the right thing.
Yeah, but they didn't do the right thing. They locked down courts, and they prevent anyone from actually coming who wants to come in. Because I don't think you can get a fair trial on Zoom, honestly.
No, that's weird.
A hearing's one thing. A trial with a...
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe gonna drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.